To call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. It's 8:25. First item on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Father God, we just thank you for this day. We just know that we're all here in this world at your pleasure. We just thank you for being a great and awesome God to us. I just ask that you be with us today. Walk with us through what we're supposed to do. We need to lean on you right now. So I just thank you for being that God for us. I just ask you right now that you just be with every member of this committee here, the membership of Congress. Be with the people that are sitting in the offices that work for this nation. We need to get together and come to some solutions here. Lord, the work we do is for all of the Osage people. Let us keep that in mind. I just thank you now for watching over us, for protecting our nation, for bringing us this far. I ask for special blessings on those that need your comfort, the sick, the lonely, our elders. Help us be mindful of them. Just be with the men and women that serve in the military. Also be with the people that sit at the heads of our government, state of Oklahoma, the federal government, because we just all need to depend on you. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
That's pretty short and sweet. Move to approve the minutes of September 26, 2019.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. No, it does not. Congresswoman Stabler.
Under consideration of legislation at the bottom, you have the, left the number out.
Title is incorrect. And I also, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, I was not here at roll call, but I know I came in at some point. I'm not seeing that. And I couldn't give you a clue. I think it was pretty close to the first of the meeting, so.
We just need to reflect the presence of Congresswoman Whitehorn and a title change under consideration of legislation. Any further discussion? Chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
So move.
There's a second. And a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is the appropriated revenue report. If we want to take a look at that real quick, I will turn the floor over to Ms. Sneed.
Thank you. On the screen is the appropriated revenue report. This is not including the committee sub that we received this morning, so as of yesterday, we are in the green $80,080, and that is including these two legislative requests that are still pending, aren't they?
Yes. These two items are still under consideration. I had the budget analyst move them to the appropriated revenue report so that we're not looking back and forth between appropriated revenue and legislative request. We can kick it back to legislative request if you would prefer, or we can leave it here. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, for a working copy, I'm good with it being where you have it today.
Are there the legislative requests, are they any of those in motion that's going to have any bearing on the 80 down there?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Have you noted the reductions in the appropriations that were line item reduced by the chief and his actions yesterday?
No, I have not made those changes.
I believe that both of those were out of retained revenue, or one of them was out of retained revenue.
I agree.
The Association Foundation was out of retained revenue, appropriated revenue. Scrolling up, the $20,000 for regional gathering, 1988. I believe that can be reduced.
What was it reduced to? $10,000?
Yes.
So there we go. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to publish the retained revenue or the revenue report as a draft.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. If you could print this out and we'll get it ready to go. Congresswoman Edwards, or Whitehorn, sorry.
Okay, that I know that Ms. Need changed that. I thought you said they both came out of...
Well, one came out of her table.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm clear now.
Any further discussion?
Can I ask a question?
Congresswoman Edwards.
The numbers in the report reflect the current status of the bills?
Yes.
The bills in this committee. Are those other bills in this committee listed too?
ONCA 1991 is listed.
About 1996?
Yes.
Okay.
ONCA 1996 is also listed. Any further discussion? Okay. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 1977. I will turn the chair over to Congressman Walker.
Yeah, we did.
Thank you, Chair. ONCA 1977 is an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $25,857,782. And to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to get started?
Open the floor for discussion.
Okay. Committee, any discussion? Any opening comments?
What are we supposed to be discussing?
Yeah.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I believe we've received a committee substitute this morning, and that was part of the discussion that went on yesterday, that makes it a little more difficult to get through this process since we didn't receive just the amendments or just the budgets formatted with the changes. So we're going to need to take some time to go through them. And so I'd like to know if how we want to proceed with that. Stay here and work this through in committee while we wait on the budget analyst, or
recess
while she plugs in some numbers, and then we can give it a look.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our budget analyst received the numbers contained in the committee sub at, I believe, 7 o'clock this morning. We're working diligently to get through it. We can continue to discuss it, or we can move for a recess and allow time for congressional staff to work and for members of Congress to be able to take a look at it.
Congresswoman Edwards, then Congresswoman Goodfox.
When do we have any notification of when we will receive the proposed amendments from the Treasurer?
I don't know.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My understanding is that Documents have been delivered from the treasurer. They're being stamped in by our clerks through the normal process. And those, to my knowledge, those numbers align with the potential committee sub.
So those are, so what we asked for or directed the treasurer to provide in the way of amendments are here and are being stamped in?
I don't recall directing the treasurer, I don't remember amendments being part of the motion. So I think.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler, you're the movement of that motion.
The motion did include amendments. There was discussion yesterday of how to provide those amendments. And so I just made the comments that, because it's not required of him, it was just the comments of what would make it faster and easier for us to go through this. And so if that's what he's bringing on the other side, then that's great. But either way, I think we're gonna have to recess for some time to look at whichever version we're gonna look at, and we'll try to get through it as fast as we can.
Motion to recess to the call of the chair.
Second.
Okay, we're in discussion. I was Congresswoman Good Fox. We're in discussion regarding recessing or not.
Well, my discussion isn't.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
My discussion isn't to talk about recess. My discussion is to adopt the committee substitute so that you can start working from there, if that's the will of the committee.
Okay, we're in discussion regarding recessing. Is there any discussion? All of those in favor of recessing to the call of the chair, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, we're in recess.
I'm gonna go find my key.